Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The post-Christmas travel rush proving to be crowded and difficult for many, thanks to winter weather in the West and an apparent sick-out at a critical airport in the country.
The TSA is screening more than 14.5 million people at airports between last Wednesday, when the holiday rush began, through Christmas Day Monday. That's almost 2 million more than last year. Travel itself mostly smooth, with airlines like American and United reporting their best performance ever. But TSA and FAA staffing issues creating hiccups at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the busiest in the world.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Analysts say spending for the Christmas shopping season went up 3% from last year. Gas prices are also up, spiking 6 cents a gallon over the past week. A meeting today between Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation on the migrant crisis at the southern border. There's a caravan of some 8,000 migrants headed to the border now, and a plane load that landed in Philadelphia instead of New York due to bad weather. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Board of Regents of the Universities of Wisconsin plans to hold a special closed meeting tonight to consider discipline or termination of a university chancellor. That's according to an agenda released last night. The agenda does not say which chancellor is being considered for punishment or why. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. The word Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili phrase, which means first fruits. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A video store in Superior will be closing its doors for good in the next few weeks. According to a WDIO report, VideoVision in Superior has announced that the company is going out of business. The video store is currently selling all of the remaining movies that it has in stock as they prepare to close down forever. In a Facebook post, the company also confirmed that Superior Tan, which shares the same location at 1418 Belknap Street in Superior, will remain open. The video store had been locally owned since 1983. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice ice safety, especially during this unseasonably warm winter. Residents should remember that no ice is truly safe and check with local fishing clubs, bait shops, or outfitters about the conditions of the ice. Basic ice safety tips include carrying a phone to keep friends and family informed on your whereabouts, wearing proper clothing and equipment, and wearing ice creepers on your boots to prevent slipping on patches of clear ice. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bucks play the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tonight in New York. The Bucks coming off a 129-122 loss to the Knicks Christmas Day. How do you rebound? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Again, prepare them. Be the most prepared team that we can be. No, it's not going to be easy. But if you do the things that go on to win, you got a good chance.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers in the ReliaQuest Bowl next Monday morning against LSU. Kickoff 11 a.m. Luke Fickell has hired one of his former players, Kenny Guyton, who played quarterback for him at Ohio State, to serve as receivers coach.
Learned a lot. You know, played quarterback. And so playing quarterback on that level, you learn so much. And so I got a chance to play for some legendary coaches with Jim Tressel for 2 years. I had Luke Fickell, who's doing an awesome job now. I had Urban Meyer for the last two. So when you have those names around you, those greatness around you, and every day a learning experience.
That's the Badgers' new receivers coach, Kenny Guyton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered snow showers, especially this morning. And then I think we may see a little bit of clearing here by later this afternoon. Our high today, 36. The wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Stop. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How was your holiday weekend?
Man, my holiday weekend was absolutely great. And I'll tell you, man, I listened to the shows that you put together for Christmas Day and the day after. And I have to say, man, they were absolutely spectacular. You know, I don't get to say it enough, man, but I appreciate the work that you do. My show would not be what it is. It's our show, first off, and it wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for you and the work that you do. You know, sometimes we don't say it enough. I appreciate what you do. You really showed, man, the talent that you have in organizing and putting together the program over the weekend, man. I'm thankful to have you around, man, and I hope we can hang around a lot longer.
I really appreciate that, Earl, and I'm not going anywhere if you'll keep me around.
Absolutely, man. We're a team, man. So thank you very much for, you know, what you did, man. I really appreciate it. But I got a lot, did a lot of thinking over, you know, that long, man, 4 days to me away from the show is a long time. And so I had a lot of time to reflect on things and, you know, what I wanted to talk about and those types of things as we start preparing to move into 2024, which is just around the corner. And civic media and what all this is about, right? Sometimes, you know, we get into doing our own things as hosts. And, you know, and so we focus on things from our perspective. But the true perspective of what civic media is about and what all of this vastness of these radio stations that have come together, bringing all of these people together from all across the state of Wisconsin, is really about trying to bring people together. That is it. The politics and all the other things, you know. But it's really getting people to sit down from different walks of life, different places, and understand that we are all the same. Never mind all the other things that keep us separated. And there are people who benefit by keeping the American people separated. There are people who benefit by keeping black and white separated. There are people who benefit by keeping Christians and Muslims together. There are people who benefit by keeping rural and urban America separated. And so, you know, as we move into the early spring, Sandy and I are going to be moving across all of these vast networks that comprise Civic Media. We're going to get to know you. We're going to give you an opportunity to get to know us if you choose to. And we're going to have some dialogue and some conversation about, you know, Wisconsin. Wisconsin comprises a lot of different, you know, cities and counties. And people don't know one another. And so, you know, I'm a city dweller, you know. That's where I've been for, you know, 69 years. And so I don't know much about rural Wisconsin. And likewise, many of you don't know much about urban Wisconsin. But the thing that we have in common is we're Wisconsinites. We're from the same state. And so, you know, it is important that we, as Wisconsinites, work collectively in order to bring the benefits of our nation and the resources that we send to, you know, Washington, D.C., that we get a fair share of that back. And so it's important to understand that if you're struggling in rural Wisconsin, there are people struggling in urban Wisconsin, and that we need to build an alliance, which is really what Civic Media is about. And I can't expect others to do that if I don't begin to do that myself. And so that is a pledge that, you know, I'm making for Sandy and I as we'll be traveling throughout the state and meeting people and hearing what it is, you know, your issues are. But I guarantee you, your issues are similar to the issues of the urban poor in Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha and even the urban poor in rural, you know, Wisconsin. Poor is poor. Doesn't matter whether you're in, you know, Rhinelander or Superior or whether you're in Milwaukee or Racine. Poor is poor. And so all of us need to collectively come together and bring pressure on a system that has rendered us that. Because those of you who live in rural America, who have been around as long as I have, you remember the good days, as well as I remember the good days in urban Milwaukee. And I know those things have changed as well as you know those things have changed in rural America. So there's this article in the USA Today called Rural America, A Farm Boy's Guide to Bringing Difficult Conversations at the Holiday Dinner Table. And it just so happens the guy who wrote this article, his name is Brian Riesinger, and I'm reaching out to him to bring him on the air. He grew up on a family farm in Sauk County, Wisconsin, but he's also worked in campaigns for U.S. Senator, Representative Lamar Alexander, and Ron Johnson, as well as Scott Walker for governor. He has a great perspective. You know, he walked from Washington, D.C. to New York. He's lived in different cities across the nation. And his perspective on the difference in what's happening in rural America and what's happening in urban America, I think is unique because he's been able to bridge both. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So I want to have a conversation this morning, and I'd love to have it with you, about why are we so divided when it comes rural to urban? Here, according to Brian Rieslinger, who grew up again in Sauk County, Wisconsin, he had this to say. It was 2020, and I was far from the family farm where I had grown up, surrounded by the shining glass skyscrapers of downtown Nashville. The banker on the other end of the phone was talking to me. From what I knew, was a sleek office just cleared of elaborate holiday decorations, and how hard the Great Recession had been on banks when he said it. This isn't like the really good years. I remember thinking, when the hell were those? As the skyscrapers around me got taller, his office miles away got bigger, and I started to get really suddenly pissed. America's rural-urban divide is real. But can it be bridged? What I was experiencing was America's rural-urban divide, which is getting worse, and now ranks as one of our country's biggest splits. Now, alongside race, education, and class. So, the divide, one of the biggest splits in our nation, is the urban-rural divide. And so, from the perspective of an urban dweller and a guy who's only lived in urban Milwaukee, I don't know what the issues are in rural America that are so different from the issues in poor urban areas. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, I can't have the conversation alone, but I will, as you already know. So, if you live in a community where the access to jobs, that livable wage jobs, is not there anymore, I understand the pain that you experience and why you're angry. But what you need to know is that same pain is in urban areas. Certain parts of urban areas. Listen, there are parts of urban Milwaukee that you could look at and say, hey, man, I think I'm in Miami. If you're downtown during the summer on the lakefront and you see all of those beautiful, you know, new tall office, I mean, apartment buildings, you know, that cost $300,000-$400,000 to rent in Milwaukee. You say, wow, man, Milwaukee is rolling. And the people who live in Milwaukee are rolling. Let me get to the other side of this. We've got to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. We're going to delve into this the first hour of the show, and then we'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll return.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the rural-urban divide that is real and you know, how we got there and why I can't seem to understand. Outside of the fact that people don't know, people who live in urban areas, in urban Wisconsin, don't know much about the city of Milwaukee, and people who live in cities like Racine, Kenosha, Madison, don't know much about urban Milwaukee, urban Wisconsin, because, you know, we don't cross one another's paths. You know, again, I haven't been many places in urban Wisconsin, even though, you know, I'm 69 years of age. There's so many places I have not visited, I don't know about. So I can only go by what I hear people say. Same thing as far as people who live in urban areas when it comes to Milwaukee. Now, I'm talking about an article written by Mr. Brian Riesinger. He grew up on a family farm in Sauk County, Wisconsin, and, you know, he's traveled and done some things with his life, and he wrote this article. It's in today's USA Today. Let's go to Timothy. Good morning to you, Timothy. What do you say?
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, sir. Where are you from?
Hayward, Wisconsin.
Okay, that's just what I'm talking about, sir. Let's your thoughts.
Well, speaking of rural and urban Wisconsin, I'm not as knowledgeable either, I will admit, but I will say that I've actually found a comforting embrace when I've traveled. Easy to the city, some of the cities I've been to, you know, Madison, I've been to Milwaukee, I've been to years and years ago. I was only a teenager then. I'm 41 now. La Crosse, Wausau, Eau Claire, Superior, Ashland.
Okay, so those are mainly rural areas, and so in those rural areas, you know the conversations, you know over the dinner table at the bar stool, that things people have forgotten rural America, and most of the focus has been on urban America. Have you heard those thoughts?
Not so much, though, I suppose. I mean, I've felt the comforting embrace, though. I mean, I've always been welcome.
No, so let me ask you. I'm talking about from the perspective of what's happened financially. Okay, so Hayward is not what Hayward was 30 years ago. Clearly, paper mills and farms have mom and pop farms are no longer there because of corporate farms that have come in and kind of taken over, and towns are struggling and people are struggling and. Excuse me, and in a lot of instances, that's kind of blamed on, you know, all the resources and everything going to the urban centers. Your thoughts?
It seems like there's a lot of change. When you spoke of Hayward, I think of Hayward, and I think of the change that's happened here, and the chance for change to be embraced. Freeing themselves. It seems like we're maybe possibly stuck in the past sometimes. And that great divide maybe possibly doesn't have to exist. And we're within a transition period here within the urban and or rural and compared to the urban, just everywhere in general.
So, right.
And we need to rebuild. Refocus, regroup, and relax our thoughts to see what is in front of us, and if something needs to be, instead of building new, like so much new can start. I went through the building boom during the early 2000s, where it seemed like we're building lake home after lake home after lake home after lake home.
Right, lake homes. Lake homes, that doesn't mean the average, you know, person who lives in Hayward can afford the lake home that they're building.
I can speak as being one of those average people who live in Hayward. I live in a Catholic managed apartment complex. I have my Social Security was approved going through the process and was somewhat stressful occasionally, but
Timothy, you're
living poverty.
Yeah, you're a young guy. You're 41 years old, and so your parents and grandparents saw Hayward in a different light at a different time than your generation. And those are the things that I want to focus on. What brought those changes about? The same thing that brought about those changes in Hayward are the same things that brought about the changes in Milwaukee. In Racine, in Kenosha, middle class opportunities dried up. The paper mills walked away, right? And then corporations came in and took control, over the farms. No longer mom and pop farms could no longer make it because corporate farms came in and squeezed everybody out. So at the root of all of it is not one another. It's not the urban people who brought about those changes in rural America. And so it's not the rural people who brought about the changes in urban America. That's why it's important that we have the conversation, man. Thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Got to take a short hiatus. We'll return.
Hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin want to double the number of international students in the next 5 years. More international students would boost the UW system's overall enrollment and make campuses more diverse. An international recruitment firm called Shorelight will help. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's Assistant Attorney General.
With antitrust and this injunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Now that Christmas is in the rearview mirror, it's time to start thinking about how to dispose of your Christmas tree. The Duluth area features a number of drop-off locations that are available 24 hours a day and are free of charge. Through the tree cycling program, residents can drop off their Christmas trees through January 10th in the Chester Bowl parking lot, Lester Park, Duluth Heights Community Club, Woodland Community Club, Rose Garden parking lot, and Spirit Mountain Grand Avenue Chalet parking lot. A pair of proposed bills in the Wisconsin state legislature could reform payday loans in the state. One bill would cap interest rates for the short-term high-interest loans at 36%, a number taken from the Military Lending Act, which protects active service members from predatory lending. The other bill would redefine payday loans to cover other high-interest loan products that are currently not classified as payday loans, which would include any loans that must be paid off in less than 6 months with no collateral. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Bucks play the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tonight in New York. The Bucks coming off a 129-122 loss to the Knicks Christmas Day. How do you rebound? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Again, prepare them, be the most prepared team that we can be. Know it's not going to be easy, but if you do the things that go on to win, you got a good chance.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers in the ReliaQuest Bowl next Monday morning against LSU, kickoff 11 a.m. Luke Fickell has hired one of his former players, Kenny Guyton, who played quarterback for him at Ohio State, to serve as receivers coach.
Learned a lot, you know, played quarterback, and so playing quarterback on that level, you learn so much, and so I got a chance to play for some legendary coaches with Jim Tressel for 2 years. I had Luke Fickell, who's doing an awesome job now. I had Urban Meyer for the last two. So when you have those names around you, those greatness around you, and every day a learning experience.
That's the Badgers' new receivers coach, Kenny Guyton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered snow showers, especially this morning. And then I think we may see a little bit of clearing here by later this afternoon. Our high today, 36. The wind southwest to becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunny in the afternoon with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I was raised here in this living
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, the Doobie Brothers. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. It's what we're talking about. It's what I'm talking about this morning. Rural divide versus the urban divide. And, you know, if you're just joining us, I was talking about an article written by a Wisconsinite, Mr. Brian Riesinger. It's in today's USA Today. He was raised on a small family farm in Sauk County, Wisconsin. Was able to then, you know, leave there and travel the nation and get involved in politics. Worked in the campaigns of U.S. Senate, Lamar Alexander, Ron Johnson, as well as, you know, worked in Scott Walker's campaign. So he has some vast knowledge about the difference between rural America, where he was able to get away from, and then live in a much bigger urban reality over the last 15, 20 years of his life. And he had this to say. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So I've actually been to there's only two counties I've not been into the state of Wisconsin in my lifetime. But what I was going to say to you was, what's interesting, the northwest part of the state from where that gentleman is calling from, Hayward, you know, Hayward has that big cross-country skiing event every year. It's the largest in the country that they have. And I've been up there a few times. They actually had a friend that lived in Cable, Wisconsin, which is just northeast of there. And they actually are more associated, along with like Hudson and some of the cities over there, Eau Claire, they're much more familiar with the Twin Cities. There's a big connection there. As a matter of fact, you can get a lot of the news from the Twin Cities as to what's going on in the Twin Cities as opposed to Milwaukee. So I think that that's one of the reasons why they don't understand Milwaukee as well, because a lot of the influence is actually coming from across the border in Minnesota.
So, Dave, let me say this. Let me say this. So my focus is not on any particular town or even the city of Milwaukee. It's an urban-rural divide nationally, where people who live in urban parts of these states are struggling economically. That's a fact. And somehow, because people aren't getting to different places, they don't know the conditions that exist in let's say Central City, Milwaukee. But the struggle that we have is that we don't communicate with one another. And so we can't have the dialogues that we need to have, because the people who are strangling rural America are strangling, urban cities as well. And that's greed. That's corporations and global corporations that have gone global, that have taken the jobs out of middle America and caused the pain that middle America is facing. Nobody can tell me, even though I haven't spent time in rural Wisconsin or rural parts of the nation, that the reason so many people are struggling in rural America is their livelihood, the farms, are gone. And who took them away?
Nation of both corporation and government, unfortunately.
Well, how did the government take it away, Dave?
Eminent domain. If you look at the amount of land that, you know, people, obviously the Midwest in particular, we're known as flyover country.
Hey Dave, is Tom from LA always says the people are the government, right?
Yes, but
okay.
Again,
so
if you look at what's going on between corporations and the federal government, they're slowly gobbling up a lot of land, and as they're doing that, they're really squeezing out some of the rural communities where
Dave, the federal government are elected officials, the people we elected.
I understand.
So we're responsible. Whatever they're doing.
If you look west of the Mississippi, over almost 50% of the land is owned by the federal government now.
Okay, so Dave.
I mean, it's a huge amount of land that's controlled by the, which means you and I can't utilize it.
So Dave, that may be factual, but I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that people are struggling financially in rural America because the federal government has taken over too much of the land. I think that may have something to do with it, but it's not the root cause of why people are struggling.
Look at what's happening with the smaller farmer in the state of Wisconsin. Who's dictating to the local farmer as to what kind of new regulations that they are subjected to?
Hey Dave, the local farmer. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying to you is this, Earl. If you look, obviously, everybody's worried about carbon dioxide, right? And one of the things that are being passed right now at the federal level is that the farmers are going to have to control the methane.
I'm cutting you off because I would say this to you. I think any local farmer will call here and say, that's not the issue. It's that corporate farm that's next to him that has caused him the consternation and caused him to be in the position he's in. Not the things you're talking about. It's that major corporate farm that's sucking it all up. He can't compete.
But Earl, the big farmer is the one that can afford to adhere to the regulations that's being applied by the federal government, where the smaller farmer cannot.
Now, hey, Dave, you're telling me that the smaller farmer who's had the family farm for decades and now all of a sudden a corporate farm moves right next door to him, gobbles up the land, and is able to do what he does, that the biggest threat to that family farmer isn't the corporate farm, it's the other things you're telling me?
It's a combination of both.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. If you look at the regulations that are being passed, the only ones who can afford it are the big corporate farms.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, we can't begin to work through, you know, what the issues are. If it's going to be this, well, regulations are the things that are causing people to lose their farms. That's not it. It's not the regulations. It has everything to do with the fact that the average citizen is forgotten in this equation. And that's corporations that call the shots, and the average citizen, and whether you're in rural America or whether you're in urban America, is lost in this equation. And it's also the fact that we can control that through who we elect. That's at the root of it. If people are doing things to hurt you and I, then don't vote for them. I don't care whether they're Democrat or Republican. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jake. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly the point. But you just said it's who you elect, and the people who you elect to make the laws or do the regulations are the ones who let CAFOs get away with like polluting your water.
Right.
a smaller farmer is not going to pollute your water, right? It's just because they're on a smaller scale.
Right.
Not only that, but, like, you know, it's kind of like also, like, you know, the forever chemicals up north from the whatever. Guess whose fault was that? It wasn't obviously it's the corporation's fault for getting away with it. But the Republicans said, sure, it's not a problem. You can pollute everybody in northern Wisconsin. You know, make them drink bottled water. So, you know, Dave, I'm trying. I do understand. I mean, it's not just completely one or the other, but you're just pointing out the fact that Republicans are terrible stewards of the environment and terrible stewards of small farmers and terrible stewards of pretty much just about anything. Unless you make $1 million a year, then they give a crap about you because they want you to vote for them.
Jake, are you a urban dweller? Are you from urban America?
Actually, I'm actually from Waukesha County.
Okay.
I grew up kind of in a very rural area.
Right.
But then I, you know, moved to Milwaukee, and I've been in Milwaukee for a while. So I kind of have like a hybrid view at this.
Right.
And
so go ahead.
Yeah. So when I, you know, when I grew up, there was a kind of like a disconnection between urban and rural, and the problems were separate and pretty much different. But now with, you know, like rural, most of Waukesha County is not super rural anymore. You can go anywhere and see strip malls going up. You can see, you know, you can get stuff.
Well, you know,
easily.
You know, Waukesha is closer. You know, when you're talking about, you know, rural parts of places further away, you got friends in rural parts of the state? Who struggle? I mean, it's a tough sled for them to try to get through. I mean, because things have changed for the worse, and so we gotta figure that out, man. Because people created that environment, right? Officials created that environment, and they created that, and we're separated because of those things. And that's the point I'm trying to make. That's what I'm trying to get to, man. And it's not that I didn't, you know, don't agree with what Dave had to say, but Dave is, instead of pointing at what the real issues are for people who are financially struggling and going through the difficulties that they are dealing with, it's not that the government has too many regulations, right? You know, I'm a guy who believes we need to have regulations. Unbridled capitalism is horrible. And what we've been dealing with is corporatism. They took capitalism away, and it turned into corporatism. Corporations run this country. Anybody who doesn't know that, I think, is kind of short-sighted, or they're just not aware. The corporations run America. They've done it for a long, long time. And the corporations don't include you and I. And until we come to the realization that both Democrat and Republican are beholden to the corporations more than they are you and I, we're going to continue to point the finger at one another as if it's the citizens that have caused this chasm. And that's not the case. 844-967-2789, Kurt. And others will return.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Why'd you tell me this? Why you look for my reaction? What do you need to know? Don't you know I'll always be the one? You don't have to be.
Us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Music soothes the savage beast, Calvin. anyway, so we're talking about, you know, the difference between rural and urban, and with the elections right around the corner, it's critically important that we have these dialogues and conversations, and I'm going to be having them. Let's go to the phone lines and Kurt from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Kurt. You say what?
Well, I'm impressed with your understanding of this situation. And unfortunately, a lot of the folks who called in are not hybrids. They don't own property in rural and urban areas. And I do. I've owned a farm for about 25 years now. And my parents are both from rural areas. And I have a small farm, and I have been litigating against these CAFOs for 25 years. And what you said earlier is exactly correct. It's the corporations that are causing all of these problems, including the divide between people in rural and urban areas. And the unfortunate thing is that Mr. Urban or Mrs. Rural, they don't have the time to, or they don't have the opportunity to understand what the problems are. And because I'm a hybrid, because I, you know, work in both, you know,
right,
urban and rural areas, I can see what's going on. So I'm with you 100%. And what I would probably like to do is carry this discussion further one-on-one if we have a chance to do that.
So Kurt, leave your phone number with Calvin. And we will.
Absolutely.
We will, because it is so critically important that we heal this divide, because we have an opportunity to start turning this around next year. But we can't turn it around unless people understand we're being, you know, pitted against one another, and we're struggling together, independently, but the same entities that are causing the pain in urban America are causing the same pain in rural America. Man, leave your number. Thank you very much, and I'll definitely get in touch with you. All right, thank you. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. My
take on this whole thing is, yeah, it is the corporate farms. But I think it boils more down to also is how rural people have been bamboozled thinking that the Republican Party is on their side and fighting for them. And they will always see Democrats as evil people. And if you're in the city, you're a Democrat, therefore you know nothing about us, which isn't true. Just look and see what Ron Johnson did for the state. Nothing. While Tammy Baldwin has done a lot. But the rural people don't hear that. And they think that because the Republicans are on their side, they vote for Ron Johnson. And that's why he wins in the rural section, because they believe this. Corporate farms. What did they do? They open a big dairy farm with 1,000 head of cattle in a building that never goes outside, and the government gives them subsidies left and right.
Right.
Well, what subsidies do the small farmers get? None. They get nothing. They're just fighting, and that's why they go out of business, because they cannot compete. Our state government or all states' governments are all on the corporate side and do not care about the rural farmer anymore, the small farmer. But again, they are bamboozled into believing that the Republicans, now I'm not saying that the Democrats don't do some of this too, but it's mainly Republicans who go and make them think that the Democrats are the bad guy and they're going to take everything away. They're going to tax you to death. Well, if you're being taxed to death, well, Republicans are in charge of Wisconsin. Why are you being taxed to death now? You know, so there's no one. That's why if someone like, I'm so happy you guys are at least statewide with all this. And hopefully someone stumbles across your station so they can hear this and think, oh, wow, maybe they have a point. But the Democrats do horrible on messaging. They need to get out there and say, look, this is what's really going on here. But I don't know why, but for some reason that message never gets out or they never push to do it.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You're on point. You know, we've got to take a short hiatus and we'll return.
Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB